And we started 10 minutes late because of the problem with the recorder. I apologize. That unfortunately means that we will be not able to read the words of Proudhon, but I'll read our preface so that next week we can just get going with it. In our reading of Proudhon, as I said earlier, let's keep in mind that he's talking about the human being shaped by 10,000 years of hierarchy and injustice, rule. And that rule exists by seizing and monopolizing access to and control of knowledge, the knowledge resources, first and foremost among them, language. And let's recall as well Bentham's reminder to power that he who claims the lexicon owns the world. Proudhon will be speaking of science, using his definition, as a driving force for bringing us all together. And that's clearly Nicola's definition as well. But we must never forget that power uses a different definition. Perhaps the key, speaking operationally definition for science in these guys' minds is, quote, means to control us, we the people. And it may well be that their largest debt for this definition is to Nikola Tesla in bestowing upon them the keys to the electrical underpinnings of the planet and all life on it. Thanks, quote unquote, to Nikola, or rather, thanks more properly to their own soullessness, soul stuntedness. They can control us with illness and catastrophe and outright slaughter, as in the case of Iran, Nigeria, etc., etc., and supreme military weaponry. Dominate through fear, as Machiavelli taught them. Fear and lack of access to the truth. That's key. And also, thanks to Nikola, they can intercept and limit our intercommunications to a very large extent to maintain this lack of access, which, as I said, is critical. But our heart, our love, will triumph nonetheless. Now that we know what's up, we growing numbers among the 7 billion of us, hearts, hands, and minds, all looking for hope. That spirit, soul, love is not lost to the world. And in us, we who decide to do this thing shall find, they sh in us, they shall find it. Now that we have looked under the dress of state and see the trembling fear of these power mad abandoned of Plato, hoping to win the praise of their likewise tortured daddies, traumatized children trained to hate. Now that we have clear sight, certainty, we have returned mobility. For clear sight opens the floodgates of our love, so we can finally now make our mad dash to freedom. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there and sharing these discussions far and wide. Because those floodgates have opened. I feel that. I feel that. I love you. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters. And hang in there if you're having a hard time. As Prince urged us all in the song we played earlier, sweet baby, don't cry. You know, you're not the only one getting beat down. It happens to us all. And I keep pondering this, that even though, I mean, you would have to have experienced this, and I'm sure many listening to this, to my words now have, You would have had to listen to this to fully appreciate what it is to be tortured and hurt in plain sight. And no one seems to care. You feel lost. You feel so alone. But that he could be someone, one of those rare, rare people that Fromm didn't even think existed. He said, Erich Fromm said, everybody wants to be loved, but nobody wants to be loving. Prince wants to be loving. So we're celebrating him now. Forever, ongoingly in this space. And trust, if your spirit starts to flag at all, just remember that you are not alone. You ain't got just me and a whole lot of good-hearted folks listening and who ain't. But you got Prince, because Prince is dead on it. Till next week, I love you. Peace.
If you don't wanna lick my knees, show your mama will.